Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, Walmart Jeff. It is Thursday morning, 6:07. Not bad weather today. I mean, then it's going to be kind of, I don't know, hit or miss until like Tuesday of next week. Like hit or miss.
Oh, I heard Monday is going to be beautiful.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
good.
Memorial
okay.
Day is gonna be beautiful.
So, because I heard like spotty rain. I'm hoping Monday it's not going to happen. Perfect. Today, partly sunny temps in the low 70s. It is time for the three things you need to know today. Are
Alrighty.
You ready?
Yes, I'm ready, Courtney.
I'm going to say the first thing is that even though like gas prices are through the roof, airfare, hotels, AAA says it's not going to stop families from traveling on Memorial Day weekend.
Uh-oh. It means a lot of people are going to be on the roads.
Now, are you going to be traveling, Walmart Jeff?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not.
You're not traveling?
I'm traveling right out to my deck.
Oh, all right.
About 5 feet from my bed.
Yeah, I'll be in upstate New York at some point this weekend.
Okay, well then make sure that you're prepared to get stuck in a little bit of traffic.
All right.
Okay, so AAA says it's not going to deter people from traveling. Second thing you need to know, and the three things you need to know today, two Memorial Day parades are set for Vernon this holiday weekend, Sunday in the Talcottville section of town, and then Monday in Rockville.
Could they not come together and just decide on one parade?
I don't know. But you know what? The whole area in Vernon is going to be lots of roads shut down between Sunday and Monday.
You know what? I mean, it's been a while since we had parades. Why not have a couple?
I agree. The more the merrier.
Yeah.
And the third thing you need to know today, and I love this, although they did it half blanked. In an effort to attract more people to downtown Hartford, Laz Parking and Shelbourne parking lots are offering $5 parking in four garages on nights and weekends this summer.
That's flat
fee of $5.
Nice.
It's going to kick off on Monday, Memorial Day, and it's going to go all the way through Labor Day, even during the weekday.
That's great,
so
man.
Not just weekends, starting at 4 p.m., but it excludes whenever the XL Center or Dunkin' Donuts Park has like events. But that's when you need it.
Yeah, well, why am I coming into Hartford then?
I don't understand. I feel like maybe they should extend it to when there are things happening at the Excel Center and Dunkin' Donuts Park. But there you go. Those are the three things you need to know today. Lizzo, it's about damn time. About damn time. I love that song. It is a 6:25, partly sunny temps in the 70s. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, it looks like people might be skipping out on weddings this summer, Courtney.
Yes, we just did.
Yes, we did.
I did because of travel. I'm not traveling to a wedding.
I did for financial reasons. One, I didn't have the money to fly out there.
Both.
Two, I didn't have the money for a wedding gift.
There
so
you
I
go.
Said, nope.
Okay.
Two-thirds of Americans suffer from finance-induced FOMO, which is fear of missing out.
Yeah.
And 66% of people have avoided social events because they felt embarrassed or uncomfortable about their financial situation.
Which is horrible. And then that happens to me. And you know what I do? Like, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get that, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I feel regret because I spent money on something that I really didn't have to spend money on.
Here are the top things that people are avoiding because of finances.
Okay.
Dates.
Dates
are expensive.
Yeah, but you need to get creative. Get creative. I don't know. How expensive is it to go play mini golf? How expensive is it to like whip up just like some sort of small little picnic and go out for a walk?
I mean, that stuff is cheap, but then you got to factor in. You have to buy a new outfit. You have to get a haircut. You got to shave. You got to put gas in the car. Networking events, which I skip out on all the time.
So do I. I don't want to drink with my coworkers. Yeah. Only a couple of them, like Walmart.
People skip out on happy hours because of their finances. Weddings, number two on the list.
It costs a lot. It costs a lot to go to a wedding and be in a wedding.
And the number one thing people are skipping out on because of finances.
What is it?
Birthday parties.
Because then you got to buy a gift.
Yeah, you got to buy a gift.
Here's the thing. I don't want you skipping out on fun at all this summer. We're paying your bills. We've got the money. You want to go to the wedding? Want to go to the birthday party? Want to go to happy hour with your your girls, we're giving you the money to do that, okay? So just be listening to win $1,000 nine times a day. Your first chance to win a grand and let us pay your bills is coming up at 9:10. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is 6:39, time for your Hollywood report. Jason Momoa's fans are worried after his latest post. He shared an Instagram post of him getting an MRI. He's lying outside of the machine shirtless with his arms up.
Okay.
Hello. He says, you got to break some eggs to make an omelet, which is just, his rep says, listen, Jason's okay. In light of his recent post regarding a hernia, the MRI was simply done as a precaution. But I will say, shirtless Aquaman looks pretty good on an MRI table.
All right. So this is one of my social media pet peeves, posting pictures yes. from inside a hospital room or an MRI
yes.
tube without telling people what the hell is going on.
In the world is that, or when they check in, current situation, yeah. and you're checked in at a hospital or an emergency room, don't do that unless you're going to tell us what the hell is going on.
Yeah, and I'm not... Yeah, never mind.
No, you can call out. I know who you're talking about. A guy that used to work here is posting photos in a hospital bed. I called Walmart. I go, what happened to him? He's like, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
Anyway, if you want to see Aquaman shirtless on that MRI table, check out our blog. The Ellen DeGeneres Show airs its final show today after 19 years, Walmart Jeff.
Oh, my goodness.
Jennifer Aniston was the very first guest in 2003. She actually is going to be the last guest on the show.
I remember watching the first episode and thinking to myself, I was like, this show will never last.
I thought, oh, my God, this show's going to be a hit.
That's what
really?
I thought.
Yeah, I loved it. Pink is going to be on as well. Pink is going to perform one of Ellen's favorite songs. Ellen said that she got really emotional when planning the final shows, and there was a time when she was crying daily. She says, but I know it's time to end this chapter and do something different. And finally, I told you, I think it was yesterday, Liam Payne was caught with another woman, and then he and his fiance Maya broke up.
Yeah.
He's now out and about with this new girlfriend.
Okay.
After splitting with his fiance, it's the same girl he was caught with in a photo, and then the photo was sent to his fiance. They're no longer engaged, but Liam and his new boo were seen walking arm in arm in London. So,
really,
I guess they're making it official. If you want to see photos of Liam and his new girlfriend out and about, head over to kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning, 6:49, partly sunny. Temperatures in the low 70s. It is time for good news. And if you've got good news, share it. I mean, why not make somebody else happy?
Yeah.
That's what I always thought. I thought, like, you know, if you've got something, or make us laugh, which Walmart does daily. But if you want to make us laugh or you want to make somebody happy, call us, 860-247-9570. Share your good news. I almost ordered this for you and I, Walmart, Jeff, and I'm on the fence. The company behind Oreos and Ritz crackers are putting them together. Half Ritz, half Oreo, and it's completely free except for shipping. It's a limited edition collaboration. You can get it at oreo.com/Ritz. I'm looking at it now, and it really is one half Oreo. So it's got the chocolate cookie uh-huh. with the white frosting, and then it's got peanut butter frosting, and then a Ritz cracker on the other side. It kind of looks interesting. Anyway, it's free. It's not going to be available at stores. It's only $3.95 for shipping, and I might just hit click order for you and I right now if you want to try it.
Yeah, why not? Why don't you hold off on that one?
All right, oreo.com/Ritz. That is my good news. Little, if you're a salt, I love salt and sweet together, and if that's you, this is good news. What's your good news, Walmart, Jeff?
My good news is if you're looking to make a few extra dollars this summer, Sam Adams is looking to hook you up. They're calling it Summer Fridays. Basically, they want you to post a picture on Twitter of yourself drinking a Sam Adams Summer Ale outside your office or home office.
I love it!
After 2 p.m. on Fridays.
Okay.
You have to tag Sam Adams and hashtag Sam Summer Fridays. And the first 500 people to do it each Friday in June and July will get $10 sent to them free.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. Then you can go get your Sam Adams for the following Friday.
Exactly.
Wow. Ritz crackers, Sam Adams. Like going deep today.
Yeah.
860-247-9570. Share your good news with us. Kid Leroy, all the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, Walmart Jeff, 7 to 10 on Thirsty Thursday, partly sunny. Temperatures in the 70s. It looks like the weather is going to be like hit or miss, but Monday looks beautiful. So Memorial Day. We're going into Memorial Day weekend, but anything can change.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it could change like right now. But Dave is standing by in New Britain. Dave wants to be on Second Date Update. He called us. He said, listen, I need you to find this person.
All right.
I had a great first date. I feel like it was love.
Apparently, it wasn't that great.
Wow.
Girl didn't call him back. Or great. The guy didn't call him back.
Walmart, great for him. But he's getting ghosted. You're right. He didn't get a call back. He wants to know why. What the hell's going on? So we're going to talk to Dave. He's going to tell us all about this great first date. And then we're going to call his date and find out why he's getting ghosted. Second Date Update coming up next. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It's almost time for Second Date Update. Walmart, Jeff.
I'm excited. Let's do it, Courtney.
I feel like we've made a love match the last couple of times. Or maybe I'm living in a fantasy world. No,
I think you might be right on one of them, yeah.
All right, well, listen, if you go on a first date, you have a great time, and you want to see that person again, but you get ghosted, you call us, and we get the answers. We try to hook you up, you know, for that second date. It happened to David. We're in New Britain this morning. He's going to tell us about a great first date he had. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to the show, David. I know, obviously, you know what Second Date Update is all about, so... Before we can get you answers, you got to tell me about this great first date you had.
Yeah, you guys. So I got to say that the date was amazing. Mm-hmm. Really enjoyed it. We went out to dinner, had a great meal, tons of laughs. I mean, she was super attractive, just amazing eyes, amazing smile, worked out. So everything was there. And, you know, I texted her back for a second date. But she hasn't responded. And, you know, I just don't know why I'm getting ghosted because I'm at a loss. Like, I thought everything was fine, you know, picked her up, drove her home, like, had a good dinner. I'm going, okay, what's going on?
Any funny business in the car, if you know what I mean?
I was going to say, were you a gentleman, pull out her chair and all that stuff?
Of course, you know, I even brought her a little flower, you know, when I showed up to the door just to, you know, have a little chivalry, you know, that's not dead, fellas, you know, do it for sure. But no funny business in the car. You know, I'm a gentleman. You want to take things slow.
Jeff.
What?
Listen, don't even answer a question like that. All right, well, David, this seems awfully weird. If you say everything went well, you had a great meal, awesome conversation. I mean, you can tell when a woman's not into you. She'll basically give you the cold shoulder. You weren't feeling that coldness?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, you know, she was pretty quiet on the way home, you know what I mean? But I just figured, like, she was tired or whatever, you know, so no big deal. But other than that, no.
All right.
Couldn't tell you.
This is going to be interesting because the fact that you said she was quiet on the way home makes me think at dinner maybe you didn't have good manners. Maybe did you burp at all or you had good manners?
No burping for me, you know. I was sipping the wine, you know.
Okay.
I didn't have any beer, you know, so no burping.
All right, David, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to call Kristen. I'm going to ask her to be honest and tell us why she's ghosting you. If you're ready to get the answers, we're ready to get them for you.
Yeah, sounds good. I appreciate it.
Sorry about that. Just when he said I took him, then I took her home. Oh, you mean you brought her to her car.
This guy doesn't have sex with a lot of women.
Jeff, stop it.
I don't even know if I dialed the right number.
You probably didn't. I will see. Don't talk and dial. Maybe that's your problem.
Hello?
Do two things at once. Is Kristen there?
Yes, this is Kristen.
Hey, Kristen, it's Courtney.
Kristen, it's Walmart Jeff.
And we're calling from Kiss 95.7. I have to just let you know you're on the radio this morning.
Oh, cool. Hi.
Cool. Hey. Well, listen, I got to tell you why you're on the show. Hopefully you're familiar with our show and you know that we have a feature called Second Date Update.
Yeah.
Okay. You're on it, girl. Second Date Update. Go on a first date. You get ghosted. Call us. We get answers. David called us. Does that ring a bell, Kristen?
Oh, yes, it does.
Okay. So David called us. He really enjoyed the date with you. Dinner was great. Conversation was great. He had a fabulous time, and he definitely wants to see you again, but you've been ghosting him.
Yeah.
You want to tell us why?
The date itself was pretty good. I mean, it started out really well. And,
all right.
We had agreed to meet in, like, this commuter lot and then drive to dinner together.
Okay.
and it was fine. The meal was amazing. We had really good conversation and were able to just like talk way past when the meal was over. But then, you know, like it was time to go. And on the way back, there's a lot of traffic. And David just got, I guess a little frustrated. He had some road rage.
Okay.
And he's just like yelling a lot and he kept honking. And then to, you know, top it off, he ended up like flipping off an elderly person.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just like that Kristen, type of aggression doesn't okay. interest me.
I knew something happened in the car, Walmart Jeff. I'm going to bring him on. So you're telling me the date was great, except for on the way home after the date, he had road rage and you don't want to date anybody. Because, I mean, if you have road rage on the first date, I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Kristen, let me bring David on. David?
Yeah, guys. Like, what? Are you kidding me? Oh, come on. First of all, like, if you're considering that road rage, that was not road rage at all. I mean, like, it was rush hour. I was trying to get everyone back to where they needed to be. And I'm first of all, you know, in my defense, can I just say that when you're creeping along here, people start cut. I was getting cut off left and right here. I was trying to be nice, yeah. Waved like three or four people in. I'm getting cut off. I mean, I'm trying to be safe.
So you didn't realize you flipped off an elderly person.
I mean, all I can tell you is white Lexus up in front of me. You know, they were pudging along at, you know, like 20 miles an hour. I don't know how old they are. I just know how bad they're driving.
All right, David. All right. Kristen?
Yeah.
Okay. You sound so sad. Usually what I do is I pay for a second date. I mean, I will pick up the tab for a second date if you want to go. Like maybe just take separate cars or no.
Maybe do like bumper cars or go-karting.
Funny.
I don't know.
Well, you know, I promise I'll be better, you know. I won't you know, do anything, I guess.
You won't flip you know, off any driving. Elderly people? Oh, she hung up.
Oh, I guess so.
David? Are you there, David?
Hello?
David.
I'm here.
She hung up on you. She does not want a second date. She legit hung up.
Dang.
Listen.
Well, you know, I think she's got some phone rage, people.
Good.
Okay. Well, now, listen, at least you have your answer, David. There's no second date. Thank you for calling us. I'm glad you got your answers, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
All the hits. Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 7:40. It's time for you to play Harry or Harry. We've got tickets to see Harry Styles at Madison Square Garden. We've got two envelopes. You choose the right envelope, you're going to get tickets. Well, they're both right envelopes because if you don't get the tickets, you're going to get a Harry Styles wig.
Yeah, I'm starting to get worried because it looks like we're running low on wigs. And I love wearing this thing.
So running low on wigs means high on tickets, maybe. All right, anyway, caller 10, play Harry or Harry, 860-247-9570. Hollywood time, and I have got some Ben and Jen wedding news. I'm hearing that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are thinking about getting married this summer.
Oh, really?
But she wants a big, spectacular celebration, which I think it's her fifth or sixth wedding. I would think you'd probably be like, you know, let's do something low-key on the beach. Anyway, budget is unlimited, but she needs to find time in her schedule.
All right.
To make it happen this summer. Hopefully it will. And as expected, Kate Moss testified in Johnny Depp's defamation trial yesterday about being pushed down a flight of stairs in the 90s. They dated for 4 years in the 90s. That's when the incident happened. I'm hearing the incident, they say, happened while vacationing at a resort in Jamaica. When she got on the stand, Kate Moss said, "We were leaving the room. Johnny left the room before I did. We had a rainstorm. As I left the room, I slid down the stairs and hurt my back." She says he came running back to help me and carried me into my room and got me medical attention. He never pushed me, kicked me, or threw me down any stairs.
Wow.
So they brought her in for that. And finally, Matthew McConaughey weighing in on the elementary school tragedy in Texas. Matthew calls the small town his home. He took to social media to share his thoughts, saying, "As y'all are aware, There was another mass shooting today, this time in my hometown. He says the true call to action is now for every American to take a longer and deeper look in the mirror and ask ourselves, what do we truly value? How do we repair the problem? What small sacrifices can we individually take today to make our world a healthier and safer place? You can check out his full post and more on all of these stories. Kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss957, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 7:52. Walmart Jeff hanging out with you. Time for good news. Hey, do you have good news? Share with us. Make somebody smile today. Trust me, maybe you want to wish somebody a happy birthday. 860-247-9570. I've got good news if you like salty and sweet combo. I kind of like the salt-sweet combo.
I'm salty.
You are salty. The company behind Oreos and Ritz are bringing them together. Half Ritz, half Oreo, completely free. Limited edition collaboration, meaning it's only available online. All you have to pay is $3.95 for shipping.
Oh, really?
And until they run out, they're free. You just pay for the shipping. Oreo.com/Ritz. It's half Oreo cookie and the other half is like a Ritz cracker.
All right. A Ritz Bits or a Ritz cracker?
No, like a Ritz cracker. Just a Ritz cracker.
All right.
And I'd like to give a shout out to whoever left a crumble cookie box up at the front desk with one cookie left in it.
I can't believe you ate that, by the way.
I can't believe I did either. It's the first time I ever had one of those cookies. Speaking of cookies, it was so good. And somebody left one up there. It was a scrap. And I ate it. It was delicious. Anyway, that's my good news. What's yours, Walmart, Jeff?
My good news is if you're looking to make a little extra cash, Sam Adams, the beer company, is here to help it. They're calling it Summer Friday.
Okay.
Basically, they want you to take a photo drinking Sam Adams Summer Ale outside your office or your work from home office at 2 p.m. on Fridays.
So they want everybody to get fired.
Yes, they do. Basically, yeah, you're going to snap a pic of you drinking your Sam.
All right.
You're going to hashtag Sam Summer Fridays on every Friday in June and July. And if you're one of the first 500 people to do it, they're going to hook you up with $10.
Okay.
They're going to cash app you.
So then you get that $10, you
right
go
away.
Buy more Sam Adams.
Absolutely, Courtney.
Your boss might be angry seeing you posting to social media having cocktails at 2 when you should be working till 5.
But you know what? I think we need to normalize drinking in the workplace, and I think it's something that we need to do right now.
No, I think what we need to do is normalize 4-day work weeks and everybody get Friday off.
All right,
that's
I'm
what I think.
Behind that, Courtney.
Hey, if you've got good news, share with us. We'd love to hear what your good news is. 860-247-9570.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.